Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you really want me to get into this now?
Yes.
This Roni thing?
Yes, because Jenna Lyons, you know, of course, famously from J. Crew. I love her. I mean, she's just style icon. Just posted a video. I think they did a girls' trip. And she said it was the hardest and best trip she'd ever taken. I love her. I mean, I think she brings an element of class to it like Carol Radiswell did. Like, it's just a little elevation. I love.
Okay, well,
but
that's
Dish.
I've got so much to say about
Dish.
The whole reboot. This is what I can tell you. This is what I can tell you guys. Oh my God, where do I begin? So the contracts are out for Legacy.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Do we know this? Like, unlike all these blind items that these other fucking blogs post that are false. The contracts are out and it's the usuals. Kelly, Jill, Dorinda, Luann, Sonia. Am I forgetting anyone?
Wait,
are there only five?
No, I don't think so.
Kelly, Jill, Dorinda,
Luann,
Sonia, and Luann. So there's five contracts that are out.
Okay.
These are the two things I'm going to say, okay? And I know all this for very reliable sources. Now Girls Trip, the rumor is for Girls Trip, you know, they got paid $250. Rumor is Girls Trip is testing through the roof on Peacock. Rumor is the salaries are like 200. Yeah, it's like 300 grand. So like Alex McCord, who we say never wants to go back on Housewives, and Carolyn Manzo, who doesn't want to go back on New Jersey, we're saying like they're getting like 300 grand for like a week or 10 days of vacation.
Okay.
Are you paying attention, Sarah?
Yes.
So that's
yes,
a lot
I'm
of money.
At Jenna's, yes.
Now, forget Jenna. No one cares about her. So the rumor is that these girls, that was rude. See, now I was rude to you. When all they say, I shouldn't say forget Jenna. I shouldn't say, you can look up whatever you want. But the rumor is, and this is from a very reliable source, that I don't even want to talk about this because I'm going to get in trouble. And I cannot say where my source is, but the rumor is that these ladies are offered peanuts, actual peanuts for this Legacy show. Now,
like what? Like less than 100 grand each to these Legacy?
Way less.
60 grand now, each for... Okay.
Well, my sources, listen, you never know, right? Unless you see something with your own eyes, you don't know. My sources have told me It's not everyone's offered the most. I think Luann is probably offered the most, maybe at 60. And I heard that the salaries, this is what I heard, go down to like 15,000.
No way. There's no way. This is what I want names of sources. Who is going to sign on for 50? Are they doing two episodes of Legacy? Well, is that all it
Sarah?
Is?
Now, well, these are some good questions. Now let's break it down because okay. I have another big bombshell to drop.
Okay.
Like, imagine if you were like a Luann or a Sonia and you were making like 800 something, 900. It's like, and this is like,
okay.
I mean, I don't know. You know, I tend to believe it because it's like, you have to, I mean, think about it. If someone offered you $15,000 to, like you just said, you signed a contract to sign your life away, you do, like, who is going to now say no? Now, someone is saying no. Okay. So just give me a minute. Okay. What was I going to say? Who's going to say no to 15, 20? Is Kelly Bensimo not going to come back to Bravo to clear her name from Scary Island? Is Sonia, these are real questions. Is Sonia Morgan, who, I mean, I don't know how Sonia affords her life. Is she going to say no to any amount of money? Luann really has a real thing in life. That cat, Luann is... Girl, I mean, it worked out. It worked out for Luann. You know, this cabaret
the Countess
makes money.
Cabaret. Yeah.
Well, Jill Zarin.
Okay, yeah, keep going. Because I was going to say, look at, you know, Ashley Darby's now launching basically like a drag show, kind of, I think, piggybacking on
Luann's
success.
Which will never be Luann's cabaret. Ashley's like walking around and as like a paid talent. But Jill Zarin, listen, her mask business is like a real thing. It's a real thing. Like Jill Zarin makes money with Ali on the masks. Dorinda, you know, I think, look, Dorinda has money and she has Bluestone Manor and she has Bluestone Burr, but it's not like house, but Dorinda has, she's a woman of, you know, she inherited money from Richard. Dorinda's, I'm just saying, but you know, fame you can't buy. Think about it. Like, this isn't like, you know, asking like Kyle Richards to come back. So my sources tell me that the salaries go from like 15-ish to like around 60. And one of these main women at this time is not signed. She basically told them that the money is so low.
Suck it.
This is an exclusive, Sarah. This is major. That this person is not. And Bravo is shocked. Shocked. And now they're trying to work it out.
Why would they be shocked? I mean, this is like insulting. I mean, I get, here we are, we're moving along.
You don't seem to think that's as shocking as I do, but the person who's signed is shocking. But now it's like, if you think about this particular person not coming, it's like
Sonia,
Bravo needs the person.
Sonia
Bravo
is
needs
not
them.
Coming. And good for Sonia. I mean, if I were
no,
Sonia.
It's not. It's not who you think. But I don't know. I tend to believe it. I tend to believe they were offered nothing. I tend to believe it. I think this is a sympathy show. I think it's like they're focusing, to your point, on what's her face? Fucking Jenna Lyons, to your point.
Yeah, because I have high hopes for that. I don't know. I mean, do we think there's even every month that goes by, do we think there's that much of a demand for a legacy show?
No. Which is why, and I rumor is they're starting to shoot in the spring.
With this major person saying no, and Bravo allegedly shocked over this person.
Well, and
saying
Bravo
no.
now saying Bravo's apparently now saying like you can't say no. Like we're gonna get you more money. Like
okay.
we're gonna.
Okay, so I'm not that shocked that they're offered a very low amount. I'm really not. I mean it.
Really? Because you just said you were like, are you not shocked? Like, I don't want to convince you. Well, are you shocked? Because I'm not shocked. I am not shocked if this is true. And it's from a reliable source.
$15,000. I am shocked. I am shocked at that. That is like insulting. I mean, come on. That's crazy. That to me almost seems like they don't really even want to do a legacy show. So if they make such a low ball offer and everybody says no, they can get out of it. That's what that seems like. And like in a Andy can say, well, we tried. We couldn't come to a contract negotiation. And of course, because the price was so low. I mean, that seems so crazy. Now, am I surprised to hear like that the salaries are maybe 100 grand, 60 grand? I'm not because television is hard. Like, I mean, you know, most of
why would it be so much lower than Girls Trip? I guess, well, Girls Trip is now a proven thing. It's proven. Like Peacock is like, it's testing well. I guess because when you mash up all different franchises, it's different than people who are all on the same franchise, I guess. Really?
Yeah.
There is something a little more lower brow about it in terms of a network size, right? I don't know. I'm not that shocked. But here's the other thing too, with someone who's not signed yet, I still agree with my friend Carlos King, who was on my show, who says a housewife has never, ever turned down an offer. I believe that this person who has said no will 100%, I do believe Bravo will find some more money, however little it is, and that somehow this person, there's no way Legacy will be going on without this person. You will sign when they say cameras are starting to roll tomorrow. But I also think that, like, without Ramona, I think the biggest bargaining power goes to Luann and Jill. I mean, if you are not going to have Beth, listen.
I know,
me,
no Bethany, no Ramona.
When you think of House, when you think of Roni, to me, just to me, without being biased, I think the main four players that you think of them first are Bethany, Countess Luann, Jill Zarin, and Ramona Singer. Now, you don't have two of those people already. There's no Ramona and there's no Bethany. I think Luann and Jill become the most necessary. And if one of those two is not going to do it, you better recall, you better think of some other name for this show. I think the show is going to come out and they change the name. I think the name Legacy is going to be changed because that implies a lot of things. And by the way, if all five of these people accept their lowball offers, who is six and who is possibly seven? I think you need Tinsley. The only name that then seems normal is Tinsley. I mean, look, we're going to go to Aviva.
Tinsley would be awesome.
Heather Thompson, they're not going to. They're not going to Carol. We're now at Cindy Barshop, Jules Weinstein, and we have the word Legacy there.
Excuse me, Barbara. I think, Barbara.
Barbara, friend of, is not going to be asked. Trust me. Barbara, and I mean this with all due respect. I mean this with all due respect. I'm being really honest.
Yeah.
I think Barbara would do it for $2,500. I'm being, have you seen her Instagrams? I'm not
yes!
being mean.
And
I gotta
I've seen
be
her
honest.
TikToks and
I
love
be
them.
Honest. I know we love you. It's just, she would do it. I'm sorry. It's just be honest.
Oh,
just
God.
Please, let's be honest here, guys. Please. God, I'm in a mood now. Please. Like just.
Barbara, do it for $2,500, girl.
I would do it for free. So I'm not trying to be rude to anyone. I don't know.
Oh,
this
God,
show is just, I mean, look, I think when it comes out, it could be great. It could be great, right? And I, you know, to be honest with you, I think Luann and Sonia's show, this Simple Life show, Welcome to Crappy Lake, I think the success or failure of that will tell us if there's an audience for this Roni Legacy.
I know
everybody listening is like, oh, there's an audience. I don't know. I mean, I really think it's just sad. Like, how do you say you're Sonia, just say you're Sonia and you were making, just say 700,000. Now you're offered like say 50 grand. You're going to take it, but man, it's over. It's over. Like the
yeah, but
well,
that's the
has,
entertainment
the well,
business. Don't you watch, do you watch the HBO show Hacks?
No.
With the guy that we were sitting next to at Craig's. It's based on exactly what Sonia and Luann are going through. It's, you know, Jean Smart is like a comic and she had her heyday and she was making tons of money. And now she's like, she can't even get on the strip in Vegas. And it's like all the drama around that. And that's our business though. It's like when it's hot, it's why, you know, in a way, this kind of cycle of seeing Erica Jane and these people, like they spend all this money. They really don't have any of the money. You know, it's very sad. Like that's what it took for them to make it because you really have a small window where you make a lot of money. And to be honest, to keep that money, you have to live pretty modestly. Like, don't you? I mean, you do very well. I do okay. I've been in radio jobs where I've made hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. It sounds like a lot, but if you really want to keep that money, you cannot spend it. And I think people become famous. They think it's never going to end. They think it's always going to be this gravy train because everywhere they go, they're getting free things and all this stuff. And they keep living this lavish life. And I'm not shocked. I mean, I hope Sonia and Luann are not taking this like so mentally hard. I mean, just keep going because there's still hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to make, which is a great income, but it's not the heyday anymore.
It's not. And it's like, you got to just get over it. To be hard for all of them. Ramona, to see the Jenna Lyons posting a video where it's a bunch of women that are in their 30s and early 40s, and they're being rolled out as the future of the house that you built. That is the business, right?
You have to.
But I mean, it still has to be hard. Look, I go back to like, when you look at life after Housewives, and I say to people, Rinna is going to be okay. And you can argue all day you want. Rinna really has something. She has something. It's a, you know, she's not Nicole Kidman, but she does have, and Luann, I mean, how she got there is not the point. Her cabaret is a real, like, girl is going to be okay. That really makes money. It's a real job. You want to know why every word out of Luann's mouth is cabaret? You want to know why every word out of her mouth is cabaret? Every word out of my mouth would be cabaret. And she's making money. And so she, like, look, it's just, I had a company that I sold that has nothing to do with this podcast. It was back. So we all just have something happen in life that you're like, thank God. It's not how you got here. It's like, thank God. So I think Luann feels like, you know,
you
got to
know
okay.
It's an art in life. It's not easy, but it's like that old saying, you have to know when to hold them and you got to know when to fold them. And, you know, like you just, and then there's like some other saying, I can't even remember.
Luann said, I'm going to mention the cabaret and I'm going to go kiss the poster and everything. And Bethany's going to say, life is not a cabaret. Luann is just like, she played job well played, Lou. Job
go
well played.
Lou.
And don't get me wrong, it's very good and she works really fucking hard at it and it's a real thing, but like I've always said this about my own success with my own company that I sold, luck has something to do with it. Like I can't, people are like, you sell yourself short. Yeah, I work like a dog and I knew what I was doing, but like no, timing had a lot to do with it. So it's saying it doesn't matter why Luann's cabaret is a thing that can take her into her retirement. It just is. So she'll be okay. But like, I don't know. It just breaks my heart when I hear this, that these salaries were what they were. That's all.
I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which by the way, has over 23,000 5-star reviews on Amazon. And now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome. Has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive. And this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
And I do think all these five people are going to be on it.
It's coming for us too, right? It's like save our coins, because when we're 60, you know, there's going to be a whole new breed of little podcasters, and you and I, they're going to be, you know, the hundreds of thousands of dollars we were getting, they're going to want us both for 50K. And, you know, it's like, are we going to put on our wigs and head out there for 50,000? You're fucking damn right we are. Like, we'll take the 50
Everyone here who leaves me all these great comments. And you know what? It's like we say we don't care about the bad comments, which we don't. It's the same thing with, look, I love the good comments. Please keep leaving them. But that doesn't, you know, I don't get off on it. It's not like, oh, I'm so popular and I'm so wonderful and I'm so like, everyone loves me. Oh my God, look at all these good comments. It's like, I like the good comments because of the work, right? Like, it's all about the work.
Yes, you're so good at the work. And believe me, everyone, he calls me, we talk daily. And I mean, he's a tortured soul when it comes to this work. Like, I mean, I go and hang out with my son and play trucks and cars. David Yontif is like, I mean, just absolutely detailing every, I mean, it's why you are so good and why I love working with you, because I'll never be that detailed. So I admire you so much. Like, I have adult ADD and you are so focused.
You do. I do. But that's okay. I have things too. I have things.
Oh, like what?
Well, I mean, I'm still shooting myself up with these shots and I'm like getting ready to throw up every 5 minutes. Kyle Richards, come out, girl, wherever you are.
Oh, what's your take on it? Do you think she's doing Ozempic or not? She says no.
She doubles down. I mean, then what is she doing? That's all. What is she doing?
You don't think it's old-fashioned working out and eating chicken breasts and broccoli at night?
No. Not when you live here. I mean, I'm in LA now, girl, for the winter. No, like okay, get this. I was at the Grill in Beverly Hills on Saturday night and we're talking, we meet these people and this one guy is like, and then my friend, I met up with one of my friends, I haven't seen him forever. And he's like, holy shit, you lost so much weight. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, you know, and then like this other random person that we're not even speaking to is like, oh, well, like if you lost like a ton of weight, it's obviously like, you know, you're doing the shot. Like, I'm like, yeah, of course I am. Duh. So it's like, this is just a random person at a Beverly Hills bar is like, oh, cause he, like, I hate to eavesdrop and blah, blah, blah. But if you're telling this person you just lost like, oh, this 27 pounds, like you're obviously doing your shots, right? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, you know, I just got approved for mine, girl. And like, how much do you pay for yours? And so it's like, it's not, no, there's nobody in this town that's, look, you lose 5 pounds. Sure. Chicken breast, lettuce, steamed broccoli. Yes, yes. Not when it's like a drastic weight loss. So no, I think, I don't know. Oh, and by the way, I know for a fact Kyle's doing it. Cause I think I said this before, Nick, and now that I'm paying attention, oh God, I always get in trouble. Someone in her inner camp told someone that I know very well. So someone that, let's just say, works for Kyle, truly it's someone that works for her, told someone that I know very well that Kyle, now who knows if this person that supposedly works for her who knows if this is true, but they told like that they're working with her, like say she's getting her hair done and she's like, I have to go lay down. I feel sick from the Ozempic. And then she lays down for 15 minutes and that really is what it is. And then she comes back and then she's in makeup and then she's like, so
aren't these people afraid of lying? Aren't they afraid of lying? It's like, I think there's this like ongoing thing with Kim Kardashian not admitting to plastic surgery. Aren't they so, I don't know. I could not lie to millions of people about my weight loss. You think they just, it's nobody's business. It's a medical procedure. So the doctors obviously are never going to out you. So
the doctors will never, because I even referred a ton of people, because people that listen to this slip into my DMs, they all want my person. So I've referred a lot of people. Mind you, this isn't like a back alley. You need a blood test. You need a consult. You could have it online. Just DM me and I'll hook you up with my girl. But I said to my girl, oh, hey, like I heard so-and-so, you know, like these ones I referred, they started. And she said, you know, you understand, I can neither confirm nor deny that for HIPAA. And I'm like, oh, fuck, you're right. You know, I'm like, okay, well, I mean, I don't need you to, because like I referred this person and I, you know, they told me they started. But, you know, so yeah, the doctors will never tell. That's for damn sure. But I don't understand. It's the same thing like Melissa Gorga, girl. I don't know why you said, you know, you came on and Teresa knew, because now it's like 13 seasons later and we all find out you were lying. Nose jobs, girl, you had four or whatever. Like, I don't know. I think it always catches up. I really advise... just admit it from the, just right away, admit what it is. I don't understand. I mean, I think it's that, you know, people are going to come for you.
I think they don't want the backlash. Exactly. They don't want.
They're going to say there's such a shortage because this drug was initially approved for diabetes.
Yes.
And here are all these people that can't get it. And they have diabetes and you selfish. First of all, you don't know how I got this prescribed. I might have diabetes. That's really not your business. All I know is I'm doing these shots. The rest of it, you don't need to know about. So the backlash, bring it on, because I mean, you don't know. But I mean, listen, I got a nasty DM recently that I'm the devil and her daughter and this. Yeah, I mean, like whatever, but you don't know what my story is. So I guess that's it. I guess that it's backlash. If Kyle admitted it, her backlash would be way more than
10
mine.
10 times what? Yeah, right.
Right.
So,
but so you're getting back, you girl, you're, no, but true. you're getting the backlash. Now everyone's calling you a fucking liar. No, Kyle is doing it. And I know it from the story, but even so, it's just, it is what it is. So girl, just admit it. I don't like liars.
So much good tea. You know, in next episode we have to talk about, you know, I'm thinking and sending good vibes to Teddy, our girl Teddy. The poor woman has had so many skincare cancer. Oh my God.
She had something else happen
too?
Yeah,
she found a lump on her neck.
Oh God.
I mean, it's all fair on this podcast and truly, I don't know how you feel, but I try to talk as a fan, as I'm not a journalist, as a fan, as a entertainment host for 100 years, a little behind the scenes I try to give. And I love every single person that goes on television, even though we have criticisms of them, because it's not easy to put your life out there. And just like we talked about in contracts, you're signing away your rights. So you're probably a wonderful person that's being edited for a certain way, right? So I love every single person. And obviously we've had hot takes about Teddy on this show. But truly, when it comes to people's health, like she's a mother, she's a wife, she's a daughter. Like I just pray everything is good. And to see these big chunks of skin that have been taken out of her back because of melanoma, it's very serious. It seems like she's catching it very early because they're on it often. But I just hope everything is okay with her. And I think, you know, calling a truce, but I love, you know, sending her love and healing prayers and vibes.
I mean, I don't wish health problems on anyone
ever.
Like,
no,
really, because
no.
That's really all that matters. So I didn't realize she had something new. So, I mean, that's,
yeah.
I mean, if she keeps finding these and I mean, look, and I mean, she's doing stuff that I should probably be doing. Like, I don't go and get, you know, tested. And so good for her for like, keeping up with it, right? I'm looking
and
right now.
To our point, you know, the comments, the cruel comments that people make to her, you know, it's your own, you know, Teddy posts some of them and it's awful. People are like, oh, this is what you get for sitting in the sun all these years. You know, it's like, how do you guys even fucking know? I mean, did she admit that? Like, why are you saying that to her?
No, I don't think she
admit
that, no.
And you know, oh my God, I mean, they blame her.
Listen, your life changes the day that you have real health problems, right?
Yes.
Like then none of this, I already believe that. So that's why I don't care about bad comments and all this. This is all just bullshit. You know what I mean? So I don't get upset or really, like I don't have highs and lows in life. I really don't. It's just all life is great until I have a health problem. So Yeah, I mean, no one deserves this type of stuff. That's really, I mean, to say you sat in the, I mean, I'm looking to say that you sat in the sun and you deserve this. I mean, Jesus, that's.
Yeah, it's awful.
Nobody deserves that. And we're all lots capable of like today being our last. This might be my last day
on Earth. No, don't say that. You're going to be a very old man. We're going to be broadcasting down in the villages together, you know, doing a podcast. Absolutely. Getting an STD from all those people and doing mushrooms. So don't say it. We're living till 88.
You are right. I hope so.
No one wants to live till over 90. No one cares. You don't have friends. You can't hear anything. People just wheel you around and they prop you up and they go, oh, how?
80 something. 80, is good.
88 is like the ideal number. And then after 90, they always ask you, how do you live this long? Everybody wants to say over 90, I want to die because none of my friends and my spouse is dead. But they can't say it. So they go, oh, I have a beer a day and a hot dog.
This world is very cruel to old people. They're like not seen. You ever notice like the old person walking down the street? I mean, like I'm not even, it's like, it's horrible. It's horrible.
We're an ageist society.
It's like, it's horrible.
That's
it's
why
horrible.
I'm going to wear like bikini tops and just like do stupid stuff to get attention. I'm going to be such an attention whore like at 90. And I don't know. You know what I mean? We'll smoke cigars.
I love older people, but people forget about them. And then like they go and like no one visits. It's really like, I'm not even being obnoxious. I'm being the opposite. It's horrible. You know, although when I was at the Grill in Beverly Hills on Saturday night, that's an older crowd. So like I'm like a little bit like a Josh Flack. Like I love like the old, listen, I'm not a snob with age. I'm a snob with other things. So if you're older,
old guys, but now I'm not into
if them. You're older and you have like millions and millions and millions of dollars, I love you, girl. Let's go have a drink and let's be drunk at like 10 a.m.
Oh, but
so.
Come on. You've sucked old balls. It's awful. Their gray hairs down there. It's not fun. Mm-mm. It's not. Mm-mm. No, there's something to my husband. Like I love my husband on such a deep level. Like I'll, you know,
I think
fine.
You could find something attractive about someone, no matter what, young or old. I don't know. That's my PSA for like having sex with older people. Like, let's just leave it at that. Like, I like, you know, just money. Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank told me it's okay if I love money. Okay, because he does too.
I have a 10-5 rule. 10-5. 10 years older, 5 years younger. That's it. Can't do anything.
Well, a lot of people have that. I don't have that. I have like, I don't know, way many years younger and many years older. Just be legal. We can go young or we can go really old. I don't give a fuck. Just
be legal is the most important
part. Just look a certain way and don't upset me. Okay. Anyway, we're going to follow you. We have so much to get to next time.
I know.
We're
going to have to tell me about the list. The celebrity that's mad at me. We had that to get to. I mean,
we'll talk about
my
past with Tori Spelling now.
And we have a huge Jen Shah related guest that we need to discuss.
Which will be out by the time everyone hears this. So like we have a lot.
We have to break that down.
All right, listen, keep in touch. Don't be a stranger. I hope everyone loves us and hates us and just everything. Just positive vibes. Let's have a positive day today. You know, let's all be happy and nice to each other.
We can't say that when we shit on everyone and then we go positive vibes. We can't say any of that. Be yourself, people.
Okay,
be yourself
and be honest. Be honest. We called out Erica and Rinna. Bravo, you're having a great time. We say happy things sometimes.
Be yourself. Be confident in your own decisions. And guess what? You can like and dislike things. You don't have to love everything in this world, including us. Be yourself.
Be yourself. Okay, keep in touch, girl.
Bye.